This is Plans, Hope, and a Future podcast with Jennifer Osborne and Tiffany Brereton. Hello, hello, hello.
Hi, friends.
Welcome to another episode of our podcast, Plans, Hope, and a Future. We are just so glad you decided to join us as we have conversations about whatever the Spirit has put on our hearts about healing and wholeness. And just like our podcast says, about hope, about how God has plans for you and how he has a wonderful future in store for you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Good way to introduce that.
Yeah, I have been loving this podcast because I feel like it is just like help build my faith and bring some of that like childlike faith back. And I'm just like in awe of God and all the spaces and places we can see him. So I thought I would just start out with a little story that just happened to me last week. And hopefully it'll build your faith and you can see God in all the things too. But this was a big way. Like, I'm just floored by it. And it was super exciting and just so personal. So last Tuesday, I had received just a word and a prayer that this person had saw a rainbow and was reminded that God remembers his promises for me. So I was like, oh, that's cool or cute, you know, whatever. It was like, that's fun, but really didn't think much about it. And then that same day, as I was driving, I was just blown away by the sky. I'm always one of those girls in the car looking around at the sky and the clouds and like, thank you, Lord. It's such a beautiful day you painted. Such a beautiful sky. And making my kids look at the sky. How beautiful is God's creation today and all those things. But so I saw a rainbow in the clouds just peeking through, just a little piece of the rainbow, and was quickly just had in my spirit felt like, oh, that's for me, and reminded of the word that I had just received earlier that day. Now, the cool thing about this rainbow is usually when there's a rainbow, there was some rain. Well, there was no rain, and there was just a rainbow painted in the sky. I'm taking it for me. So 2 days later, again, out driving around with kids, doing all the mom duties and all the things, and driving into one of my daughter's friend's neighborhood. And again, I look up and there's another rainbow just for me in the clouds, the same way it was just peeking out in the clouds. And again, there was no rain. And I was like, seriously? And I'm just trying to drive. Sorry, Lord, for trying to drive and take pictures of the sky, but I was blown away by like this wonder in front of me, like this real life miracle in front of me that God's speaking to me. And I'm visually seeing that, you know, like oftentimes we just sense something when we hear from the Lord, or maybe someone gives us a word, or, you know, we open up our Bible and see, you know, something that just fits us for that very moment. And that's a lot of times how we hear from the Lord, but I'm visually seeing something with my own eyes that God created. What I sense was just for me. And that's amazing. So I was taking pictures of this. And then a few days later after church, my husband and I had drove to church separate that day because he was volunteering for something else. So the girls went home with my husband. And so I just had my sweet little boy in the back seat, and he's back there on his little Chromebook playing all his building games and all of his engineer minded stuff that I'm just like, oh, Lincoln, that sounds fun. And I have no idea what he's talking about. But anyhow, I sense again, I'm about to see another rainbow. So in my childlike faith, all this excitement starts building up inside of me, and I'm looking at the sky, looking around at the clouds. Where's my rainbow, God? Where's my rainbow? And then I felt just another sense that this rainbow is going to be for my son behind me. So my kids had been in the car that Thursday when I'd seen the rainbow and I told them it was for me. And I said, Lincoln, you're about to get a rainbow, because I sensed he was. So I said, Lincoln, look around for your rainbow. So he looks away from his technology, which is a miracle on its own. And he's looking in the sky for his rainbow. And he's like, no, Mom, I don't see it. But it wasn't that he didn't believe, because he said there was some clear skies, because it was a really cloudy day. And there was some clear skies off to the right. And he said, I think it's probably going to be over there. So I'm anxiously looking for him, waiting for it to see his rainbow, because God's promises, right? That's the word.
Yeah.
So he looks back down as technology. We didn't see his rainbow, but I knew we were going to see his rainbow. So he's building his games and he's putting things together and building things. And he picks on two items that was supposed to make something, but these two items ended up making a rainbow. So right in front of his face on his computer, God met him exactly where he's at. And that is how God meets us, exactly where we're at. He made a rainbow for my
awesome.
Son. And so I had to take a picture, because just such a cool moment that God, it was so good to bless my son with a rainbow too, right where he was at. Like, sometimes God blesses me and talking to me about fashion or makeup or hair or songs, you know, things that are relatable to me right where I was at. And that is the most relatable way he could have ever met for my son, on his computer, on a building game, putting things together with his engineer mind, and out pops a rainbow in the sky for him on his game. So it was just such a cool God moment. And I think part of the reason, again, like I said, why I'm so excited for these things is because that we have been talking about how we're seeing God in all the big and small ways on this podcast. And I hope what it has done for you by us doing this as well is that you're starting to see God in all ways, because he is always there. And so it's opening my eyes to see him more and more in my everyday life, because he's right there and he's trying to talk to us.
You know, and related to that, what I'm reminded of that we're also trying to teach our listeners is there's a thing called practicing the presence of God, which it teaches you to be more aware of God in your life. And so in a matter of speaking, we're helping folks to practice the awareness of God and his purposes in our life and where he has showed up and just different things that we're doing and seeing. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I think that's a great thing to do. Like when you slow down and you, with an open mind, just really look at things, you can see God everywhere.
Yep.
And it's amazing. And it's like, it's life-giving. And it, you know, it's one of those things where I'm just blown away by who God is and how he is in so many details of our lives. And how, you know, when the scripture talks about like that, he knows the very like hairs on our head, he's numbered them. So he knows whatever number that hair is. It blows my mind. That means that he has intimate knowledge of who we are. He has intimate care of who we are. Like if he's really like even worried about the hairs on my head, then yes, he's concerned about all details of my life. And so, yeah, I want to practice being aware of who he is and how his purposes are being played out in my life. And I would just challenge the listeners to do that as well. So I hope you guys are getting that from us. Like, slow down, see God in those moments, be aware of him, because it says he delights in us.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants to give us these really great gifts. A friend of mine calls them winks. Like God gives her a wink. Like when he'll do something, it's a wink from God that like, just, I don't know, open yourself up to it. I'm just kind of right now, just blown away by all of
Yeah. And, you know, I think the cool thing about this is we have the opportunity to like take a step back and like give some practical tips, because I know the first time I knew about God, but I didn't know God and I didn't know you could hear from God.
Yeah.
So the first time I heard people talking like this, I really thought they were cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs and lost their dang mind. Like, what do you mean the Lord said to you? Like, so
Is it an audible voice? Is it not what? Like, did he? Yeah.
Right. So it just didn't make any sense to
Yeah.
me, but
All right. Yeah.
It was a seed planted. So now I understand, but if you were like I was, you know, years back, like, what are they talking about? You know, I would love just to give some practical tips, what that might look like for you. And of course, God can't be put in a box and it may be different for you.
Right.
Again, God is going to meet you right where you're at because that's who he is and that's what he does. But for me, oftentimes I hear from God in just a way that it's not, it might be my voice inside of my head, but it's something I would have never thought of. He interrupts my thoughts a lot where I will just sense. And oftentimes you'll just, it's like a knowing in your knower, however that feels for you, like that is God. And so a lot of people will be like, it's an aha moment. Some people
Yep.
might identify it as that, or like, that's a weird coincidence. I have a friend that says it's not odd, it's God. And I think those moments, like having those, or just, oh, I never thought of it that way. What? That's God.
Yeah.
That's Holy Spirit just whispering if you stop and pay attention.
Yeah.
And
Yeah. Yeah.
another, yeah, sorry, go ahead.
No, I just said, yeah. I mean, you said, like, that you hear it in your head and like it's something that you would have never said to yourself. That a friend of mine, Lacrita Bowman, love her. She said when the first time that, well, not the first time, but when she heard God speak to her in prison, she said he was saying things to her in her own voice that she would have never said to herself.
Right.
And so she recognized that as, oh, that's something different, you know.
Right.
And God speaks in all kinds of ways. God will speak through, you know, like odd coincidences, like people will call it a coincidence, but like a newsflash, God says every good and perfect gift comes from him. So if it's a coincidence and it's good, yeah, look to God. It can be in wisdom that's spoken to you from a friend. It can be in a thought in your head that you didn't know, like, where did that come from? It can be in a million different ways, but just being aware. So continue on. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, that was good. And that actually leads me to what I was going to say is that also we need to be aware that also the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And also the enemy will be speaking oftentimes in our own minds as we're believing lies and things like that. So that's a good way to discern, is this from God? Is this from me? Or is this from the enemy? And if it's from God, it's going to line up with his word.
Right.
And it's going to not be condemning or full of shame or making you feel terrible about yourself, because that is not what God does.
Right.
So those are ways to kind of weigh that as you're trying to figure out, like, am I hearing from God? It, you know, or is this the enemy? If the voice is like, you're not good enough, well, let's just say, no matter how believable that comes to play out in your mind, that is not from the Lord.
Right.
That's not. So that is a lie that the enemy would love for you to believe so that he knocks you down a level. And again, you can't walk in the fullness of your identity and who God created you to be. So.
Yeah, it's good advice.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's confusing. It's super confusing.
Yeah,
sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say where it gets weird is where it gets hard, I should say, is if you feel like God has spoken to you about something that is like, it's not contrary to God's word, but you're not really sure like what it means. Like, well, okay, what does this mean? Do I go this way? I don't know if I've shared with this this podcast a story of when God got me down to a park to pray for someone. It was just so weird. And again, it was God, but it wasn't contrary to his word. It was just odd. And I was like, okay, I think I'm going to follow this. So this, it kind of goes like this. I have my quiet time in the morning, and my favorite place to have my quiet time is in my bedroom, you know, sitting on my bed. I'll, you know, get the covers around me. I spread out all my stuff, my Bible, my pens, my journal. And, you know, it's like one of my most favorite places to be. Well, one morning through the summer, I felt like God said to me, go have your quiet time outside. I'm like, I don't really like going outside. We're hot and sweaty and bugs and the whole thing, but okay. So I go outside. And then when I get outside, I feel like God said, and I, by the way, I'd grab my, you know, my Bible, my journal, my pens, all my stuff. And then when I got outside, I felt like I heard, go down to the park and have your quiet time. Okay. Like, what is this? Like, you know, it sounded like me saying that to myself. Do you know what I mean? So it was like, okay, that I'm out in the hot and it's uncomfortable. Don't like it. I mean, it was early, so it wasn't too bad. I mean, I was just being a whiner, truthfully. So anyway, so I say, okay. And I go down to the park. Well, the way the park is, it has a loop that goes around long ways. Like I approach from one end of the long oblong circle that goes around the park. It's a sidewalk that goes around the Bellevue Beach Park. So I get at the head of that oblong and I can either go left or I can go right. If you go left, it takes you right to the river and there's all these benches and it's nice. It's usually where I would go. So right when I get to the edge of that oblong, I felt like God said, go to the right. And I was like, I want to go to the left. The left feels right. Well, it feels like the correct way to go, I should say.
Right.
So, but I said, okay, like it was just this random, like, okay, I'll do this next. So I go to the right. And as I walk, there are like picnic tables there that are right at the road, right at the sidewalk. There was a gentleman there. He had his journal out and his Bible, and I'm walking by him. And right as I get to him, walking by him, I felt like God said, pray for him. Go pray for him. And I mean, I was like, no, everything in me was like, it's a stranger. No, I don't want to do that. And I was trying to walk by him and it was just like, oh, okay, God, if this is you, I'm going to turn around and do this. And there was a million things in my head. Like, he's going to think I'm weird. He's a stranger. You know, what if he's some crazy guy? Like, I mean, do you know what I mean? I don't
right.
know.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Obviously he has a Bible out. So he's trying to figure something out. And so,
right.
But still it's a stranger. And so I walk up to him and he sees me coming and he offers me a smile. And I was like, okay. So he seems friendly. And I just said, excuse me, sir. This is going to seem really weird, but I feel like God wants me to pray for you. Is that okay? And he just like his shoulders, like they just kind of relax a little bit. And he's like, oh, he said, you're not going to believe this, but I'm sitting here contemplating my ministry. I do a prison ministry and I've done it for 30 years. And I had a really tough day the day before when I went in there and I was just thinking I needed to quit. I needed to quit ministry. It's the first time I've ever felt like I wanted to quit ministry. So yeah, you can pray for me. And I was like, wow, God. Okay. So I was like, can I put my hands on you? All right. If I, you know, lay my hand on your shoulder. And he's like, yeah, that's fine. And if you know me, you know, I call God Papa. Whenever I start a prayer, it's always Papa God, because he is my Papa. And so I start praying that way. And I, you know, I'm praying strength and I'm praying, you know, refreshing and renewing into this stranger I don't know. And, you know, when I'm done, he just looks at me with like this quirky little grin. And he says, you know, you open your prayer to Papa. He said, I want you to look at my journal here. And he was writing a letter and it was to Papa. And he was like, that's who he is to me. So I know, you know, that this whole thing was ordained of God. And I was so discouraged, and you praying for me really helped. Now, the whole moral of that story is, if you will, if there's a moral or a lesson in it, was I didn't know if it was God. It was me that felt like me talking to me, but it was right. Something that I wouldn't have done. It wasn't contrary to God's word, but it felt weird. And, you know, I have often said, I honestly don't know what I would have done if God would have spoke to me and said, Jen, I want you to go down to the park. There's a man there feeling discouraged, and I want you to lay hands on him and pray.
You needed that one step at a time.
I did. And he was only giving me the next step as I was being obedient.
Yeah.
Like I went outside. I didn't want to go outside. I mean, but, you know, I was like, okay, I'll do that. And then it was go down to the park. And then it was go to the right. And then it was pray for this man. And that's when it got hard. I mean, I literally was trying to walk past him and my legs felt like concrete. I mean, they were so heavy because I knew in that moment that I needed to do that. And yeah. I didn't want to, because it was like, I was scared.
Yeah.
But look what God did out of all that.
Amen. And that is, I mean, there's so much to unpack there. There's so much goodness in that story. Like, we were talking about God meeting us right where we were at. And who in Bellevue maybe talks to God, and every time they open up their prayer to God says, Papa God.
Right.
Or God. Who else? Oh, Papa. Right. Who else in Bellevue is doing that? So he needed Jen to speak to this man right where he was at. And this potentially, I don't know that we know what went on with this man or what he chose to do, but if he stayed with his ministry or whatever God has led him to, like changing generations, this man, because of a simple steps that Jen took in obedience to the Lord, like this changed future generations potentially for men or women who are in jail and their right. children and their children's children by a simple prayer. And really the only words that probably needed to come out of Jen's mouth, obviously it was all amazing strength and praying for that, was Papa.
Right. Right.
Papa. And he was like, you see me? And he knew right away that yeah. the Lord saw him and that he knew him and that he met him right where he's at. And that's probably a word from God literally can change everything in our lives in an instant.
Yeah.
In an instant. And so yeah. in that moment, he knew God was with him.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So yeah. that's an amazing story. I wish we knew, you know, what he chose to do.
I know I'm raising my hand because what I ended up finding out at the end of that was I got his name, and he is a person that goes to the church I was going to at the time, and his son, I knew of his son who served as a volunteer at the church where I was going. And so I ended up becoming friends with him on Facebook. He's an older gentleman. I haven't seen him post anywhere, but I did find that there was like this loose connection that I wouldn't have ever known. Like,
yeah.
So yeah, as far as I know, I mean, he is still moving forward with his ministry
wow.
to the prison ministry. And his son, at the time, you know, told him the story, and he's like, yeah, my dad shared with me that, you know, someone from our church found him in the park and prayed for him. And I was like, yeah, that was God, you know, that was just God. So,
yeah. Wow. So I think we can kind of wrap up here just in a way of like, we can continue on, you know, at a later day, practical ways we hear from God. But in these two stories, we heard where God met me and my son right where we at by just sensing and listening to where to look, you know. And in Jen's story, we heard where God used Jen to meet someone else where they're at just by walking one step at a time. And that's how God really has operated in my life, and how we've talked about several times in these podcasts, just one step at a time, because he knows the plans he has for us. Again, insert podcast name. He has plans for a hope and a future. So if we just trust him and take those steps, that those plans will come to pass.
Amen.
And he really does have a better future for us than we can even imagine. And it's just trusting him one step at a time, just like I did in listening and waiting in expectation for my beautiful rainbow that the Lord was going to paint in the sky for me and my son that day. And in the way of Jen knowing, okay, I have to listen to Papa, who is exactly what that man needed in that moment in his life, who was really truly wrestling with a decision that could have altered, if she wouldn't have listened to the Lord, generations. And I'm just blown away by how he operates and how it's so personal to send the only gal possibly in Bellevue, because Bellevue, as some of you may or may not know, is not a huge place.
Now, we are one square mile. Bellevue is only 1 square mile. You got to think about that.
So she went to Bellevue Park and potentially the only gal in Bellevue opening up her prayers with Papa. But that's exactly what this young man needed at Bellevue Park.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Blown away.
It was really good. And it was a lesson for me. And I think it was a lesson for him. Just very different lessons. Like, this gentleman felt the care and the acknowledgement of God in his struggle and sent him someone to pray for him, kind of like Paul in the Bible, where, you know, he was blinded and, you know, someone was sent to him to pray for him. And the guy that was sent was like, ooh, I don't want to go pray for Paul. And God was like, no, I need you to do it. Or at the time he was called Saul. And, you know, but he was obedient and he did it. And I think there's just rewards in both ways. Now, I, as a kind of a weird side, I could have said no to any of that at any point in time. And do I think that man would have been taken care of? Yes. I think God, in his infinite wisdom and love and care for us, would have found someone else to bless that man.
Yeah.
And I would have missed out.
Yeah.
Like, I was so blessed by that. I was so like in awe of God using me to do that, that God had to take me step by step, that it was this nudging, this like this thing that was telling me to do these steps. Like it blessed me in a way, just in obedience. It was such a lesson, and it was a beautiful lesson. So, yeah.
And can I ask Jen, how long ago was that?
It has probably been about 5 years ago. Probably.
So listen, friends, that is evidence that how blessed Jen was by that experience, just by following the steps. So when Jen has her hard days, which we all do,
amen,
and Jen is in her moments and like, God, are you even real? You know, like, what in the world is happening in my crazy life right now? Jen can quickly look back on the evidence God has left in her life. And part of the evidence is 5 years ago when he met her and that young man in the park that day in Bellevue. So part of the evidence he has left back is for her to always be able to look back in that. And that's what God does. We can always look back and see the evidence of how God has shown up in our lives through one thing or another, and Jen will always have that. That was 5 years ago. That's insane. 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And it's still greatly, you know, just impacting her life.
Well, that's why I think God wants us to memorialize those things, those moments that we have in our lives where he has shown up and done something. He told the children of Israel to build like memorials to like crossing the Red Sea and, you know, coming into the Promised Land, these things, like these monuments to remember and worship God for his goodness and to say, and I think because we're human and we get caught up in the day-to-day life that we forget.
Yeah.
We forget, like, right? We get so into what's in front of us that we don't think about all the times God has shown up. And it again, it's a practice, but stuff like memorials will help you remember that, whatever that looks like for you. Like, it can be a list. Like, God did this and God did that and God did that, you know, and it's good.
Yeah. And that just reminded me of what I was going to say earlier, but just as we are doing our daily work life and just kids and all the things that we lose, like sight of God being anywhere in that space. Just take those moments in your car driving or whatever that looks like for you, and just take a deep breath and look around for a minute. Look yeah. around, center yourself, and look around at the goodness of God, because it is everywhere. Notice a tree growing. Notice a bird flying in the sky and not worrying about his next meal, because God will always provide for that bird. Like, notice all the things around you, and God is operating everywhere. But Amen. We sometimes miss it because we're caught up in the daily. So if you want to see God and know and hear him, walk outside and look around.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Ooh, today was great. Oof.
Amen. How cool is God?
I'm telling you, you know, we do this to just talk to other folks. And like you started off the podcast. Yeah, I get so encouraged by this. It's good to talk about the things that God does that are good. It's just, Amen. It just fills you up, right? It gets all the yeah. ugly out.
And hopefully builds your faith. Like, yeah. because I know how much these stories encourage me and help build my faith.
Yeah.
Because there's hard days and we need those things. So
we need those memorials. Absolutely.
Yes.
So
Amen.
As we end this, guys, we want you to practice being aware of the presence of God in your life and where he is in those moments. Like, ask yourself, where was God in this?
Yeah.
We almost called our podcast, Where's God? And because that's exactly what we were thinking about. Like, where is God in these moments? So, and you will be amazed. God will show up. If you ask him to show up, he will, buddy. He just will.
Amen.
He'll surprise you. And he'll show up even when you don't ask him.
Yeah, like little Lincoln in the back seat.
That's right.
Playing his technology.
That's right. That's so cool. He's so cool. I wish yep. everybody knew him. Man. Anyway.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to wrap it up there. Thanks for joining us. Until next time, we love you all. Bye, guys.
Bye, friends.
You've been listening to the Plans, Hope, and a Future podcast with Jennifer Osborne and Tiffany Brereton. Podcast copyright 2022, Parable Road, LLC.